Henry Lyons was in a difficult situation. It all began with a disagreement his friend, Giles Kleft, had with Kleft's ex-wife. They had never really gotten along, and Lyons had at first assumed that this was just one more fight in a long string of moments of domestic unrest. The couple had been married for just 4 years, although some records say 12. They had even had a child together. But by 1867, the couple had legally separated, and Kleft's ex-wife had moved out with their 3-year-old daughter and into the home of one Thomas Ferrant. This didn't make Giles Kleft happy for a number of reasons. First, Giles was 53, but his former spouse was a mere 28, and Ferrant, the man she now lived with, was in the prime of his own life at a youthful age of 25. Ferrant was mildly successful, selling fruit there in Bristol, while Giles lived in the less desirable residence of a lodging house. And Giles believed that, when she moved out, his ex-wife had run off with some of his own personal belongings. Oh, and Ferrant was Giles' great-nephew. Needless to say, he was feeling slighted, and he was angry about that. So the day after Christmas in 1867, Giles made his way over to Ferrant's home, and he brought Henry Lyons along with him. I'm not sure why. Bodyguard? Witness? Wingman? It's hard to say for sure, looking back. Lyons, though, waited downstairs while Giles headed up to ask for the stolen belongings. I would imagine it was quiet at first, and then a bit of shouting, and then more yells along with crashing and shrieks from the younger woman. At some point in the fight, Lyons decided he should check in on the disgruntled couple, and so he headed up to join them. He walked in on a scene ripped straight out of the pages of a Victorian murder mystery. Giles had broken one of the legs off the bed and was beating his former wife with it. Their child wailed in the corner, obviously frightened, and despite the cold December air, the small window was wide open. Lyons moved instinctively. He stepped between the two and managed to allow the woman to escape out the door to safety. She came back a couple of minutes later for the child and then vanished again. And it was somewhere in between those two brief moments when people outside began to scream. Eyewitnesses reported that a man had fallen headfirst out of the window of the upper story of the building. The man toppled nearly 30 feet to the pavement below, landing headfirst on the stone lip of a cellar window before crumpling into a lifeless pile on the pavement. Within moments, the man was dead. The man, it turns out, was Thomas Ferrant, Giles' nephew, and the object of much of his anger. It goes without saying that Ferrant died as a result of the fall, and so, as one might expect, an investigation began into his death. How, everyone wanted to know, did Ferrant end up falling out the window? One theory was that Ferrant climbed out the window to escape Giles when he heard the older man screaming through the door. But there are issues with that idea. Ferrant was a young, strong man, and it was his own home. Why flee? Also, the window was very small, less than 2 feet by 2 feet square, so crawling through it would have been an extremely difficult task if his goal was to stand up on the other side. The alternative theory, though, was that someone had thrown him out the window. Lyons claimed that when he arrived on the scene, the room was empty except for Mr. and Mrs. Kleft. Giles himself told the police that he didn't hear a sound from anyone other than his own ex-wife. As far as he could tell, Ferrant had never been there. The witnesses on the street were clear, though. Ferrant only fell after Mrs. Kleft had exited the building. So Ferrant had been pushed out his own window. But who did the pushing? All signs pointed to Giles Kleft, the old disgruntled ex-husband. Upset over his wife's theft, angered over her choice of roommate, outraged at his lot in life. Whatever the reason, it would seem that Mr. Kleft had the motive and had single-handedly grappled Thomas Ferrant and shoved him out the window. Except, there was one little detail that made that hard to believe. Giles Kleft was blind.